You probably know Margaret isn't here.
Yes.
So. Rose graciously asked me to be there.
So did you?
Got
well,
it.
We have a
it's going.
Yes, Pat is the vice
chair. Oh, I am the vice
chair. You are.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is this televised or anything?
Nope. I mean, we're recording it.
You didn't get the part about the moon trying to do.
No.
Okay, you're starting now?
Yeah, I started okay. When Rose got
the So I would like to open the meeting, call it to order on Thursday, November 17th, 2022, 5:30 at the Copenhagen Room in the main library. Welcome everyone here. I think we did our introductions just before we started. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda?
Move be approved.
Second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
I am.
Aye.
Okay, that passes. Any public or remarks? We don't have any public.
Generally, since we don't have public, I ask whoever is there here from the whatever branch we're in to give a little update. So Tracy is
okay.
Our
I'm known for talking fast, so okay. I just wanted y'all to know this is, maybe you know all the stuff we do and maybe you don't. So this is a list of the programs we do every month. Top are the public programs that anyone can come to, and the bottom are school specific.
Oh.
So like that local preschool or the elementary school or whoever. So that's what we do. We have little bitty tiny babies that can not even walk yet, and we have teenagers, high school, and everything in between. So it's a lot of fun. We just separated our teen program into two separate groups, middle and high school, and we had our first teen high school program on Tuesday night, and that was really well attended. We had 15 kids here, and they were just happy to be here. It
wow.
was great, yeah. And let me see, as for a sob story, I have one I shared at our Tuesday meeting. There's we just love kids. That's our job, and we love them. And they come in, and we help them find the books they want, especially when they don't want a book. And they'll say, I don't think I really like that book. You want me to read it to you? No. Now, I'm going to read it to myself, but I'm going to read it out loud. And so I start reading the book, and he's wanted off, and he comes back, and he's like, I like that book. Can I have that book? And I said, you can. And here's the whole series, and here's something else like it, and get them all set up with books. And then at the desk, if you get 10 books, only applies to children, Tom, I'm sorry. If you get 10 books, you get a little prize out of the prize bear. It's like a quarter machine stuff,
Maybe
you know.
We could just set up a separate prize thing for Tom.
Anyway, and he's collecting these certain little things that we've had in there for years, little monsters of different colors. And so we'd set some aside so we could pick through exactly where the monsters were. And then he wanted to try bouncing them on the tiles and seeing which one jumped farther. And then he said, can we try bouncing it against that bouncy ball? And he's pointing at the, and I said, sure. So I take a bouncy ball and we go out in the lobby and his grandma and mom are looking at adult books. So we're just like bouncing stuff around and trying this out. He's just so happy, just precious little six-year-old darling. And as I'm checking his mom out, she gets all teary-eyed, and she grabs my hand. She said, I don't know if you know us. We just moved here in May from Hawaii. We've been active military. And I said, I do remember meeting you, because she's so teeny tiny and cute. She's precious. And she had two kids with her, but this time, a little boy. And I've seen him more often, and I just figured she's in school, you know, because they come during the day.
Thank you for visiting the Smith County Public Library. We'll be closing within 25 minutes. It is now 5:35. The reference area will be closing in 10 minutes.
They moved
here
in
May. Please begin wrapping up your projects and preparing to
moved
here
in April.
Time.
She
Thank
was
you.
Diagnosed with a brain tumor in May and died in July, the 8-year-old girl. And she said, this little boy is broken. That's his very best friend in the world, and he's still coping every day with how to get through it. And this library has been our saving grace. She said, we come in here and we're always welcomed. Everybody knows us and greets us and says hello and helps us to find exactly what we want, even if we don't really want it. And this is the one thing that gets us through. We have this in church, and that's what we have.
Now, two of you are crying.
Yes.
Yes.
That should really, really make you feel good.
Oh, well, I mean, it just, I just say that, I'm not trying to like, you know, say no. We're really great, but she also meant the circulation staff, just, you know, because the mom, and they moved here because her parents are here, so the grandma is here looking for books, and the mom's looking for books, and they come in, and they're greeted, and they can find exactly what they want, and just my little story about how libraries make a difference. Even if it's just in one little life, they make a difference, so, yeah. And there's the programs we do, and there's the kids we see. Let me see, I'm just going to read you. We have preschool kids, which honestly, there's very few that aren't in a preschool program around town, so we only get like 7. Then the baby class, that varies from 1 to 4 to 8 at the same time. And then we have, like I said, the middle school only, which we haven't actually done that yet, but we had to split because last month we had 30 teens at our Teen Tuesday in here building haunted gingerbread houses, and it was a lot. So we have Teen Tuesdays for middle school and for high school, and then a Lego night, which is for anybody that wants to come and play with Legos.
Anybody?
You can come. I will let you in. No problem. We see Sugar Grove Pre-K, although we've just discovered that they don't have money in the budget to come over here anymore. So she was wanting for me to come over there, and I'm just trying to figure out if I can really justify that. I would need to see more than just pre-K, that's for sure. And I just don't know if that's worth the time and the effort and the money. It makes me sad because I love that program, but I understand that they don't want to. Anyway. Then we have teenage self-contained, which is the teenage special needs kids that are in the self-contained class at the high school. They come for a program. We Care comes twice a month. That's the Ebenezer Lutheran Church right here. And then we have Tender Tots Learning Academy, which I often call Tater Tots or, you know, it's just fun. Anyway, they are a new daycare that's right across from Hardee's next to, like, the Aaron's rental thing. Oak Point Special Needs Kids come twice a month. Methodist Preschool comes twice a month. Marion Head Start. I go there twice a month, and Prudence Child Care comes here twice a month, and we go to Marion Baptist twice a month. So if we try to see every kid in town, at least in the preschool level, and yeah, that's our programs. So.
Just out of curiosity, Tracy, you have something here for teens on Friday at noon.
That is the special needs self-contained teens. So they're from the high school?
They come from the high school.
Yeah, they travel from the high school, the special needs kids, yeah. So they come here at noon, and we will, you know, we read books on whatever we're going to read about. They love pop-ups the most, everybody does. We'll watch a little movie, and then while they're watching the movie, I have a very simple craft they can work on at the same time, or just coloring sheets or something like that, depending on their abilities.
Well, I'm so happy that's going on because
that's what we do.
If you get kids started early, they'll love books.
That's the dream, you know? That really is. And
that's why we do so much of this. I mean, this is a lot. I mean, Tracy and Hannah are scrambling, and we try to do them Monday through Thursday, except for the one that comes here on Friday.
Yeah, they just couldn't fit in any other time.
But the two of them kind of all day are scrambling.
Well, I do hope there are reminders on your calendar because I don't keep up.
It gets a little crazy.
They make a day-by-day calendar for the month, so we always know where they are.
Yeah.
And who's coming and who's going. So it's very hectic. The other locations are not quite this hectic, but, you know, they're serving smaller communities.
Right. They don't have all the daycares around that
right.
we do.
Right. So, I mean, I know Heather is now going to the Head Start in Chilhowee for like, since the pandemic, they wouldn't let her come.
Oh.
And so they only just now, like 2 months ago, agreed that she could come back to Head Start in Chilhowee. And she and Chris both go to different classrooms in the schools in addition to the ones they do in the library. So, but clearly Marion is the most.
Yeah, we also do any kind of special event at the school. Like a couple of weeks ago, they had Community Helper Day. And you go and, I'm a librarian, here's what I do. And you sit like in one station and then they rotate the classes through so you get to see everybody and give them pencils and whatnot.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, there you go. Try to make it as quick as I could.
Next. Has everyone had a chance to?
I move that be approved. Presented.
You have a second?
I do have a question on that. Why are we being so verbose about it? Why don't we? I mean, every time Tom and Patton weren't here, Tom and Patton weren't here, I mean, nays and bays.
It's for the vote, so.
I know, but why would you say yes?
The Freedom of Information Act requires that we
Requires
the
that.
Vote. The meeting section of the Freedom of Information Act requires that whenever you all take votes, we record the votes.
Identified by individual. Really?
It's in the law.
Thank you.
We slimmed it way down.
Well, I mean, it's.
So it's like, as you will see, like.
You wonder how many times you have to say me and Kristen and Pat are here. I mean.
Only for the votes.
First one on again.
Here, and up here.
All the places we had to vote.
Well, I mean, we still weren't there.
Right there. We're in the doghouse.
Okay.
But so you'll see, like, at director's report, so she no longer attempts to summarize.
That's fine.
She just says, if you want to hear it, you can listen to the recording on the website.
Just so you know, I'm paying attention.
Do we have a second on the minutes?
I'll second.
Kristen, second. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Passes. So we will move on to approval of October disbursements. Is that it?
Yep, it's the one that's called the checklisting.
Okay. Yes, I love having it in this format. Thank you.
Your favorite thing.
Even I can understand this, Sheila.
Thank you. Anything that you couldn't, all you have to do is let me know.
So there are a couple.
There are like 6 different pages throughout 40 that we have to look at.
So a couple things. Brightspeed is not a new provider. That is the new name of CenturyLink.
Oh, okay.
So we've always written checks to CenturyLink, so now that's Brightspeed. So I didn't want y'all to. We still have a couple that are CenturyLink, but they're changing over to Brightspeed. On Helen's credit card, toward the bottom of the first page, there's something called pig spill cleanup items. I just wanted to tell you what that was. So evidently, the things that you use to mop up floods, that's like a barrier, it's called a pig. And so we had a flood, how many months ago? We had that day that four inches of water fell in 1 hour, and so the water came in this back door and came in the technical services room. And so I made Byron make us a flood response kit. And so we ordered these pigs, and they're just like big absorbent barriers that we can put down, because I don't want the water to get to this room or over to the computers.
Well, I was definitely going to ask you what that was.
I'm not sure she could find it, but I thought it'd be more fun if I did.
You're right about that.
So that's what that is. I was reading that, I was like, they are going to wonder why we're cleaning up after pigs.
So I don't see anything here out of the ordinary.
Yeah, everything is pretty standard. This month there was nothing super unusual.
Move be approved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It passes.
Well,
let's move on to the review of the financial report for October.
All right, so you have both your deposits, so you see how much money you took in, and then that's the little short one. That little tape right there, that's your deposits. And then this big table is your budget versus expenses.
Thank you for visiting the Smith County Public Library. We'll be closing within 15 minutes. The reference area is now closed. Please finish your project and bring your final selections to the desk for checkout at your time. Thank you.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Helen
made these packages and we thought they were all there.
I have a copy.
I have my copy that I printed. If y'all will go, if you
yeah. I'll make copies. Yeah.
Y'all just go make some copies for us. Here's. Now, I marked mine up, so.
Okay.
we don't have to vote on that, so I can jump ahead.
Okay, well, let's move on to the director's report.
All right. Thank you. So I just wanted to, you know, I know y'all have seen the written report. I just wanted to say that when I went to the town council in Marion last week and then the Board of Supervisors on Thursday, it was just such a nice change from where we started, where everybody just had nice things to say. And, you know, kind of I just go in and spend 5 minutes telling them we're doing this program, we restarted all of our story times in all of our locations, we've added online magazines, I just tell them all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. And everyone just kind of smiles and says how happy they are and, you know, how great they think things are going. When I went to the Board of Supervisors on Thursday, Charlie Atkins came down and sat next to me. I thought, uh-oh, I'm about to get demarched on something. And he had nothing but nice things to say. He said he came in and there was a book he wanted and we didn't have it, but we got it for him right away. And he appreciated that. And then Chris Ratliff told me that his daughter-in-law had been here and had gone out to Saltville to one of the programs and had nothing but great things to say. And then she came to Marion and went to one of the Marion programs and felt so welcomed. And so they just, you know, everyone just had really nice things to say. So I just wanted to tell y'all that I don't know if y'all always hear the positive feedback from the elected officials, but last week I thought, wow, we really...
We've come a long way. Thank you, Rose.
Well, yes, thank you, Rose.
No, but to everybody, because it's you all supporting it and telling people that the stuff we're doing that has made a difference. I don't know if you came in the front, you might have noticed that Darren has the frame up for our new exterior sign. The sign isn't there yet, but the frame is there.
I saw the frame.
The old one is gone, and the frame is up for the new one. So he's kind of, first he came in and put the posts and the cement, then he added the crossbars, and then he added the little wood. So hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll actually get the signs up.
If it's easier, we don't have to have them stapled.
Okay. Sorry, the staple sort didn't work. That function is non-functional on the copier.
Thank you. So I apologize, this is my marked up version of notes to myself of things I have to fix, so.
Thank you, Ben.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Sure.
The only thing that I would mention to you, if you look at that final column remaining budget, you know, you're starting to see some zeros. So in general, we always try to spend state money before local money. So for a lot of our spending, you'll see, you know, for example, Books Chilhowee Child State, and then Books Chilhowee Child Local. So we always spend the state money down to zero before we start spending the local money. So we have to get the state money out first because we're not allowed to carry that over at all. So whenever the bill comes in, Sheila applies them first to the state money. So that's why you're starting to see zeros on some of those state things.
And they don't exactly add up because I'm having to start hiding one of the columns to get it fit on my paper. So.
On the last page, the VA Corp insurance, it's still pulling the liability, it's still pulling the employee contribution, yeah. So we need to fix that.
I haven't had that fixed.
So that money is just for our liability insurance policy that the county buys the overall liability insurance policy, and we get our piece, we pay our piece of it. And okay. So that's roughly our bill, but these little, the $71.39, that's actually a different VA Corps insurance for disability, and it's part of the employee package. So it shouldn't be credited to that line, so we just have to fix that.
Okay.
Thank you.
But in general, we're in good shape. We've got the money we're supposed to have at this point in the year. And then we'll keep going. We'll start in December. Oh, I've already started pulling some ideas together for the budget, but we'll start working on the next year's budget in December. And generally, Sean, you know, puts out his call and wants the county submission in February, and the town of Marion usually wants theirs in February, so. Very welcome. All right, so back to the director's report. So the exterior signs are coming along. The town of Marion has agreed to buy and install directional signs on Main Street and Commerce Street. About 16.
The library.
So yeah, you know, those, like those green signs that show a person with a book. So I think they're going to put those up. And they've already placed the order. I don't think they've come in yet. The audit is finished. There are a couple questions that Sheila is working through with them, and then they'll go final. But we've seen the draft, and other than the questions Sheila has sent back to them, we're in very good shape. We have been working with the HAL migration, and so we're now meeting with them every week. We've transferred data to them, so they've seen what the data coming out of our current system looks like and how it will convert to the new system. So you can basically have to map it so that all of our patron records will look the same when they get into the new system. And so you have to map it kind of line by line and field by field. And so we're in the process of doing all that work with them, but it's going very well so far. It's a little detailed and detail specific, but it's going fine. I think the last thing I was, well, for Kaylin, I just wanted to mention that we've got the back issues of the Saltville Progress have all been digitized.
I saw that earlier. That's exciting.
So that's great. Our back issues, and so we have a website that's just available inside all the library locations on the public computers. It's just a little icon. So we can't put it on our big website because that's a violation of their intellectual property. But we have it available inside the library just like we would a hard copy, so we can have the digital copy. So it's like 7 years worth of Saltville Progress.
That's great. Digitized. That's exciting.
Yeah. So if anybody ever needs that. And it's on those public computers in Saltville.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And finally, we're going to host all of the Southwest Virginia library directors here on December 9th. We have a quarterly meeting of all of the regional library directors. And so they're coming here December 9th, which will be, I don't think we've had them here in quite some time. So it would be a good chance for them to see the library and see all the stuff we're doing. So are there any questions that you all have for anything, about anything?
Well, thanks for all you do.
Oh, you're real welcome. Chief Claire is going to come on December 14th and do a presentation. I don't know if you've ever talked to him about books or reading, but he is just an avid reader. He reads everything. And so he has agreed to come and do a presentation about kind of why he thinks books, physical books, are important, why he thinks reading is important, and he'll talk about some of the books that he thinks have been most influential on his thinking. So we're going to do that on Monday, December 14th.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sheila, one thing on the finances. Robin Farmer Cox and Associates, they're doing the audit. Whoever does the audit, I would like that person to sign their name on the audit. Auditors a lot of times will sign Robbins and Farmer Cox. And if we have a question, who do we call?
Right. I'm not sure if Emily signed the last one or not. We will ask her for that.
But I like just the name so I know who to ask if we have a question.
Okay.
Thank you.
She's super helpful. She's been extremely helpful in, you know, helping us get set up in QuickBooks and answering a lot of questions, and in general kind of helping us sort out, like whenever they find an issue, you know, we work with her to figure out, well, what's going to give you the comfort level that you need to have to give us a clean audit. And so she's been extremely helpful to us in putting into place all those measures. So I'm sure everyone, all of my staff can tell you, anytime they ask me to buy anything, I say, I need that purchase request, please. Because they want us to, and it makes sense, they want us to document that it was approved before it was spent. So they used to see the documentation after the fact, when you approved the payment. But she said, well, it's not enough to see that you approved the payment. We have to see that you approved it before the money was spent, that there was control over the expenditure before it actually happened. And so it has added another step of bureaucracy, but it's pretty fast. They fill out a little form, I sign it, and off we go. And we keep all of that, and it makes the auditor happy.
Well, we want to keep them happy.
Exactly. That's what Sheila and I think.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll move on to old business, the amendment of the bylaw.
Yes. So at the October meeting, the amendment was introduced. And so now you all, but according to the bylaws, any change to the bylaws has to be introduced at one meeting and approved at a subsequent meeting. So this is language that was suggested by the Freedom of Information Council of the state of Virginia. And Paul, I included the text of Paul's email. Paul recommends that we use exactly the language that came from the FOIA Council. And again, this amendment is required by new legislation that took effect in Virginia on September 1st.
Please don't use that word required. Just say suggested.
Okay.
It might have been stronger than suggested.
Well, you just said, this is what the thing,
the language was recommended.
The language was suggested.
The language is recommended. Yeah. What the state law requires is that if you want to have people participate electronically, you have to have a policy in your bylaws. So that's what the state doesn't require to use this language. The state requires that if you ever want to allow a member to participate electronically, you have to have a policy in your bylaws.
What I object to, Rose, is I object to them saying, addictively, you have to do something this way. I mean, you know, if I don't mind them saying, you have to do it, but let us decide how we're going to get it done. That's
they don't require this language. They just say, if you want to have electronic participation, you have to have it in your bylaws.
We don't want to have that. Okay.
Right. Yes.
That's what I'm getting at. You know, if you have it, that's fine. Maybe we don't want to have it.
Right.
I move we approve it.
I'll second that.
Second by Kristen. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Great. Thank y'all very much.
So how about an update on the ARC project grant?
Yes, so that's the Appalachian Regional Commission. So we had our first meeting of the group on Thursday, November the 10th. And the project is being administered by the Mount Rogers Planning District Commission. Very nice young man named Mason Gregg is our lead at the PDC. So we had our kind of kickoff meeting. Sean Utt and Lisa Richardson came from the county. Brian Martin came from Saltville. And we had three of the staff members from the PDC and me and Chris. And so just kind of mapping out the work we have to do over the next year. They are going to, the great news for us is that we don't have to touch the money. All of the money will go to the county and to Mount Rogers. But not, we won't have to touch the money, which means a lot less paperwork for us. But we had a great meeting. They're going to develop an RFP for the architectural firm to do the study.
What's an RFP? I thought.
Request for proposals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, request for proposals. So they're working on that now. and then they'll put it out for bids. They hope to have the bids back and have the contract awarded by February. Christmas is always a rough time to kind of put out stuff for bids and get them back and get them evaluated. So they hope by the beginning of February they'll have awarded the contract. And then we have kind of February till the end of September to get the work and get it done.
So this will be a whole new building?
This is just the planning. It's called a project planning grant.
Okay.
So we've got $100,000 to get ourselves a plan for a new building.
Okay.
Using that plan, we'll then have to do the next stage, which will be the fundraising to get the money to do the building.
Just out of curiosity, in this conversation we have, is there somebody that says this plan is not workable?
Well, sure, all of us. I mean, we will all have an opportunity.
Well, I guess what I'm driving at is the after support of the plan we come up with. I mean, we come and say that the county says, well, we're going to build $1.5 million library at Four Points Crossroads. It's going to be a great building. Everybody's going to be wonderful, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, really, can we really support a library right there that costs that kind of money? And
well, I mean, and that's what we're paying these guys to do, is to do all of that work of talking to stakeholders. We're going to have community. So what I was getting to is, in February, we'll have the first community conversation where we will invite people in from the community to talk about what do they want to see in a library in Saltville. You know, what would they like to do that they can't do now? You know, what services do they want from a library that we're not able to do in our very limited current
So I'm curious, Rose, because they're empty buildings, I know, all over Marion. I don't know if they're empty ones in Saltville, but do we need to build a new one, or is there something else available?
Well, that's also part of the project, right?
Okay.
So that will also, it doesn't say that it has to be built a new one. It has to, it's to identify a new facility for the library, a new place for the library to go. And also they will evaluate that current building. I mean, is there anything that we could do to that building? And if we could, what would it cost? I'm personally quite skeptical that we could do anything to that building, but I'm not an engineer. They'll hire engineers who will come and give us that assessment.
Anytime you adapt a building, you don't get as good a building as if you build the specific build.
And that one, we know it has issues.
Well, that was not a good building even for that.
Right. We know it has issues already. Right. So, as I say, I'm skeptical, but I'm not an engineer. So we need a professional who will give us that assessment of that building. And then identify sites. You know, more importantly than empty buildings, the town of Saltville owns properties all around the community. And so I think that will be a big savings. If they can identify a site that's appropriate, that's owned by the town, then, you know, then we wouldn't have to buy land. We could have the land donated by the town. And mm-hmm. But they'll have to assess those sites. You know, is it appropriate for construction? Is there parking? Is there, you know, roadways, all of that stuff. So that's part of the project.
Okay.
This is approaching initiated by the library for the library.
Yeah.
How, at what point do we go in and we say to Saltville, are you willing to pony up and say, if Saltville isn't willing to do that, it's a whole lot better if we find out day after tomorrow than it is 2.5 years from now when somebody says, let's let the contract out. Saul says, wait a minute, we can't afford this building.
Well, I don't anticipate that they will be able to afford to build the building. I think we're going to have to go and get another grant.
I mean, support the building. I think we can get the building with grants.
Right.
I think we may be able to do that. But what I'm talking about is
to support it.
Yeah, so somebody's going to, you know, the same thing we go through with the town of Marion, this building, and all the other things they're going to have. Somebody's going to have to support that building.
And they own the current building and have been pretty good about supporting it. But as it gets more and more decrepit, it's harder and harder for them to support it.
Right.
So, yes, that would be part of the conversation with the town of Saltville, just like the county accepted this building and took responsibility for it. We would need the town of Saltville. You know, we would have to have an arrangement of what is their support going to be. Do they own it? Do we own it? I think they would want to continue to own it since they...
Who owns the library building in Chilhenny?
Town of Chilhenny and the town of Saltville own both of the branches. And they provide all the support. They provide, they pay the utilities, they pay the electricity, they pay the water, and they do the maintenance. So if the roof, you know, we have flooding, like Chilhenny put on a new roof this year. Because that building, we were having water leakage into the library and other places in that building. And so the town of Chilhenny contracted out and paid to put a new roof on that building. So, but...
The Chilhenny Library, they use that for other things.
Sure.
Yes, that's not just the
library. It's not exclusively our building.
Right.
They use that building for a lot of other stuff. The difference between Chilhenny and Saltville is you have that much bigger space where they can do programs. We don't have that in Saltville, right?
Not any space in Saltville.
We don't have that.
Do you know of any spaces there?
Not right off. I know that they're doing quite a bit of remodeling across, like, so here's the library, here's the stage, and then there's that row of buildings.
Yes.
They're doing quite, some developers came in and bought that whole strip, and they're doing quite a bit of stuff right there. Those were all pretty empty until recently, but that would be the only ones right off that was empty, so...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they inherited a lot of the old Matheson buildings.
It'd be great
right?
to keep it in town. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Brian, and that was one of the things Brian said at the meeting we had on Thursday. Brian said, look, the library is a draw to bring people to the downtown, and we want to keep the library in the downtown because it draws people to downtown. And so that's already in, you know, their calculations that the town of Saltville wants the library to stay downtown.
So as far as you know, do the citizens of Saltville want a new building?
I'm not really sure. I know that they would want more, just being from Saltville too.
I mean, do they want something done?
Oh yeah, just somebody that uses the library too and has, you know, my children have used the library and stuff. There's just not enough room in there.
Oh, heavens no.
It's, I mean, it would be so nice to have just an area that, you know, like a study area for kids and... Thing, a reading nook of some kind and things like that, but oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean we had there are so many things you could do with a like a teen space, right? But there's not what people say to me is there's just not very much for teens to do in Saltville.
Or anywhere around here.
So having a teen space where people they can go after school, a meeting space where not just individuals could have meetings, but social services could go and meet with clients, or the health department could go and meet with clients, or you know anybody from county government who needs to go and interact with citizens. If we had a meeting room, a private meeting room, where you know people could go and have those kind of meetings, it would bring government closer to the community as well. So I think there are a ton of things we could do. You know, we have the public computers we have in Saltville. There are three of them, and they're on a table smaller than this. You've seen them, like that.
Yeah.
They're all they're all jumbled together right in the front. You can't do any kind of computer training for people with three public computers on top of each other. You know, to teach people how to use computers, which are skills people need for the, you know, the next century, we ought to be helping to fill that gap, but we don't have facilities to be able to do that. So, yeah, we have a ton of stuff we could do in a bigger and better equipped facility. So, anyway, so the grant that has started, we are as part of that, we're going to do a patron survey for residents of Saltville, precisely to get at some of the questions you asked, Patton, you know, what do people want out of a library? We don't need to build a pie in the sky library that has stuff that people don't want. We should find out from the community what are the services they need in their lives that we could put into a library. So we'll be doing a survey, and then we'll start the community conversations, and then we'll go from there. So just wanted to let y'all know.
Thank you very much. What about the community internet project?
The world's longest project. I am now coming on more than a year of trying to get this going. You know, first it was, you know, getting the company, getting the equipment, getting the installation scheduled. all the installations happened in April. Since April, we have been waiting on Verizon and IDOS to configure the filters, because it's federal money, it has to be filtered. And Verizon and IBOS have taken all these months. They have finally done what they need to do. And so they sent me out to put new SIM cards in the routers and restart them. And it worked like a charm in Atkins, but it did not work in Ridge Valley. And so Josh and I have now made 3 trips to Ridge Valley. We are making another trip to Ridge Valley tomorrow with a ladder, because he has to climb up on the roof of Ridge Valley Presbyterian Church to try to put the SIM card in the router that's on the roof. And they swear this is the last thing we have to do, and then we will be able to make the internet available to the public. But it just makes me crazy that it is more than a year that I've been trying to do this. If I ever have this idea again, somebody stop me, because this has just been the project from hell. It just will not.
But you know,
it will not end.
It's gonna help so many people, though.
I know, sure. That's the only thing that keeps me going, as
it
I try
really
to
is.
Shame these people into doing what they promised. I keep saying, you know, these are underserved communities, the people you read about in the newspaper that I'm trying to serve, and it shouldn't take you 6 months to install filters on 4 lines. It just shouldn't. And so the good news is Verizon felt so embarrassed about how long it's taken that they've agreed to pay for the filters for a whole year. That Verizon is eating that, and they've refunded some of our monthly fees. We've been paying monthly fees since they activated the lines. We had to activate the lines to install the routers in April, and we've been paying all these months.
Nobody use it.
And we can't use it, so they've refunded, they've given us credits. So Sheila has gotten the credit memos, and so we've applied the credits to our bill, but they were very embarrassed and apologized and said, we're refunding your money, and we're giving you credits so that, you
well,
know.
That's good.
So,
yeah.
So that has, I have at least made them know that I was unhappy enough that they've done.
Good job, Ryan.
Well, I just want the internet. So hopefully after tomorrow, Josh and I will be able to get it fixed and it will be ready to go. And we'll do, you know, a press announcement and put it out so everybody knows.
Okay.
So, yeah. The pastors have both been so patient. They're so nice. And they've signed off on the press release. So we're ready to go as soon as we can get the filters working.
Do you have any new business? Anyone?
I do not have new business, but I didn't know if anybody else had new business.
Kristen? Tom?
I have nothing to say, and I'm saying it now.
Okay, then, what about our meeting in January? Will it be in Shohawi?
Yes, it will.
And do we know what the date is?
It will be,
I believe it's the 19th.
The 19th, yes, January 19th.
All right. Everyone know how to get to Chihuahua here? Anything further?
Move your turn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you both. It's been wonderful.
Y'all are very efficient.